The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 444.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the co-founder of Moonshot Digital, and she's also Asia's top 50 women leaders, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Florine Ep Boulois. Florine, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm doing great. Thanks for inviting me to your show. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I am Florine Ep Boulois. I am a digital entrepreneur, author, and speaker. Like you say, I'm the co-founder and CEO of Moonshot Digital. Moonshot Digital is a boutique, creative, and digital marketing agency for premium and luxury brands. Our advisory board include former senior executives of Google, Facebook, and YouTube. We have the chance to work with amazing brands from emerging startups to international luxury brands. And usually, if I have to just summarize in one sentence, what we do is, as I like to call it, we move brands from an oops situation, overwhelming online presence and stress, to a state of wow, wonderful online wonderland. So this is what we are about.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Florine, what's your cultural background?
I am Belgian, but we can say that I am really a citizen of the world. I was born in the Democratic Republic of Congo in Africa. I grew up in Belgium, and then I've lived and worked in multiple locations across Europe, Asia, and Australia. So I would say that I'm really a rich and colorful blend of diverse cultures.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I really love the quote from Coco Chanel, "Keep your head, heels, and standards high." I think it really resonates with me as a woman entrepreneur because it's a reminder that you can embrace your femininity and yet be a powerful woman. It's about holding yourself like you matter, and it's about being confident and strong.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
For me, self-confidence really means believing in yourself and daring to venture beyond your comfort zone. I think once you believe in yourself, you start to believe that you have value. And when you start to realize that you have value, then you are able to offer value to others. So it's about really pushing your limits so you can lift yourself, but also lift others.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And I like how you mentioned going beyond your comfort zone and having value, because as women, we always feel like we don't have enough value, but you know, we have more than we realize. And I think the more we believe in that, the more we can go out there and start doing, you know, great things or go for our dreams or take action in our own life. So thanks for sharing that. And Florine, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think when you are very comfortable in your comfort zone, you tend to restrict yourself and keep yourself trapped in like a limited definition of who we are and what we are capable of. Growing up as a mixed race, I never really felt like I belong 100% to a specific culture. I never really felt that I fit into a specific category. So I will always be defined by what others are saying and by what others think of me. So you will always be considered as being a little different, whether you like it or not. But I never really consider myself as being black or being white, but more of an exponential combination of the two, plus all the culture that I had the chance to experience. But still, oftentimes, society will try to define us, right? White people will look at me as being more of a black woman, and then black people will feel that I'm too white to be black. So I think we tend to be defined by our environments. So you will be like a straight A student, a woman entrepreneur, a working mother, and it can really be limited. I think it's important then to realize that only you can define what success or what the best means. And you need to first embrace who you are in terms of your inner self.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you realized, you know, you can go beyond, you know, what your race is, that you are more than just what people define you by? What was that aha moment?
I wouldn't say that I had only one aha moment, but more of a combination of several small defining moments that shaped who I became today. If I had to pick one, I would say it was back during my university time. I just graduated and I wanted to travel the world. And I've always dreamed to travel to Australia. So I decided to take a year to travel solo. I was 22 years at the time. I never traveled alone, never really ventured too far from Europe. My English skills were really limited at the time again. And then I still remember really loving to be wearing my classy and chic kind of outfit with my stilettos. So when I told people that I would want to go and travel around Australia backpacking, I had a fair share of people making doubts and telling me I was crazy to travel alone. But then I decided not to listen. So I took that 26 hours flight. And I think that was the beginning of something really magical, because when you start to travel, you realize that the world is a lot bigger than you think. You start to look at things with a fresh new perspective. The walls suddenly expand, your world become bigger. You are faced with new people on a constant basis. You explore new ideas. You enjoy new ways of doing things. And every single day you are stepping out of your comfort zone because you are stepping into the unknown. So I think this travel was really the beginning of a lifelong journey. It started a journey of self-discovery, but also a journey where I started to discover a lot of new cultures. And I think all these experiences have crafted the story and who I became today.
Thanks for sharing that. And it is a different feeling when you can go out there and travel, especially traveling solo, right? You just look at things, like you mentioned, looking at things in a different way and knowing, you know, what's possible out there. And like, you know, the world has so much to offer. We forget about that. And, you know, because of your realization, what's your life been like now?
I think now I challenge myself to step out of my comfort zone constantly. I feel happy and I'm also able now to empower others. So I think one of the things when you run your own business is you tend to be very harsh with yourself. You keep focusing on the big picture, the big vision, the big dream. But I think we tend to forget to celebrate all the little wins. And since I decided to embrace all these little moments of magic, I really started to embrace the roller coaster ride as a digital entrepreneur. So I'm okay to embrace both the ups and downs, the twists, the turns. And I think once you realize that all these small moments of positive personal interaction is what really helps you climb the ladder of success, then you realize that every day that you are able to bring like a positive change to someone's life or business through, like whether it's a smile, a friendly word, a helping hand, or like managing a successful project, then you realize that this is a happy and fulfilling day. And that's the case for me. So I think I relocated like so many times. I've started a family here in Asia. I launched a successful business in Singapore. I wrote a book on digital marketing while I was being pregnant with my first son. And even last week, I was talking to the National University of Singapore and empowering and inspiring the next generation of entrepreneurs. So my point is, when you start believing in yourself, you start to say yes to new opportunities and you start to create your own chance. So my father used to tell me that we might be from a modest family, but we can achieve whatever we set our mind to. So I think once I realized that, I started to create my own success and I became the best person I could be.
Thanks for sharing that. And I also love the tips that you mentioned, especially learning to celebrate every little success, right? We're so hard on ourselves sometimes when we don't maybe hit a big goal. But, you know, when we hit the little goals, they're just as just as important. And, you know, believing in yourself is really important, because if we don't have that belief, we're not going to go out there and, you know, take a chance on ourselves, right? Like what you did, creating a business, especially in Singapore, right? It's different when you go to a totally different country and you have no clue what the culture is, but you go out there and did it anyway. And, you know, becoming the Asia's top 50 women leaders, which is great. You just decided to go out there and just make it happen. So, you know, thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yes, so they can go and head to our website. It's moonshotdigital.com, or they can join our online community. They can join Moonshot Digital on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. But if they want to connect with me personally, I'm usually found on Instagram, Twitter, or they can just connect with me on LinkedIn.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Florine, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Florine's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Florine for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.